Hey, everybody, this is Stella Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to learn about competitors.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
Before you have a product and after. And also more about why that's important. And I think I actually sent out an email today, this morning. It happens to be a Friday when we're recording this. This will probably not go out on a Friday, though. And so you might not be listening to it on a Friday. But anyways, I sent out an email on a Friday. Usually I don't send out an email on a Friday just because it tends to be a bad day. There's also a long weekend coming up. But I've been working on this email for, I don't know, like I want to say like 10 days. And the email is like 3,400 words. My business partner, Marie, and I have been working on it and doing a bunch of analysis. And the whole email is actually what sparked this conversation. So, Stelly, since this is my opportunity to get feedback from somebody who reads my emails, especially a 3,400-word email, which I am not the one that calculated the words. The last one that we hit was 2,200 words, the longest one we did. So this one we just kept writing, and all of a sudden it was 3,400 words. So anyways, what's up? Like, you read it and you wanted to talk about this. I would love to get feedback, your thoughts, and what really triggered you.
Yes. So first of all, for the few listeners that are not on your email list yet, give them the URL. Where do people need to go to get these killer emails from you?
So I have a list called producthabits.com. It's actually a blog now, and it used to be my personal newsletter. Many of you are probably listening because of it or something like that. Some of you, not many of you, I should say. And I link to the podcast every week as well. And it's basically all about product development, creating better products, and anything related to that, whether it's growth or business or marketing. And there's, you know, tens of thousands of people on that email list now. And I've been sending emails on top of the main one I send. The main one I've been sending is a once-a-week email that you get 10 links, including the Startup Chat link usually, that is about product development, SaaS, and things that I'm just generally interested in when it comes to business. It's all business-oriented for the most part, especially tech businesses, although there are some other ones that I end up linking to. And then on top of that, I've been sending 1 to 2 other emails a week because I just want to keep building more audience for this topic I really care about, which is product development.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I don't read that many. Let me take this back. I read no newsletters that I've subscribed to. So
right.
I'm subscribed to a bunch of newsletters, but I honestly, like, I never read them. And once in a while, I'll actually be disciplined enough and go, I've been on this fucking newsletter for like a year. I should unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Like, this is not good for them. And this is not a mutual beneficial relationship here.
Correct.
Yours is the only newsletter I read. I really look at every email you send because I know it's going to be fucking valuable, right?
Thank you.
So this was an email I was reading this morning. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, you in the subject line, you'll tell the reader what this email is going to be about. And I'll be honest with you, when I read, you know, this is going to be about customer surveys. We recently talked about service and you had like some really killer insights that I got excited about.
Yeah.
This is actually part of that process.
It's like part 20, but it's been part of the process of like, I'm launching a new product and I'm first learning everything I can before we write any code. We haven't written any code yet and it's been weeks.
So yeah, and this is, surveys are not like the thing that if I hear survey, it doesn't push my excitement trigger, right? A button. I'm not like, wow,
yeah.
I can't wait to read a super long email about surveys, right? I'm so excited. Like, I was literally customer surveys. But then again, my trust, you know, your brand with me is at such a high trust level. And I'm like, well, let me just give this a chance. And I started looking into it. And then like it's happened many times before, in the middle of reading the email, I'm like, oh shit, this is really good stuff. Like, I'm actually reading this. And I'm particularly glad because it's the type of thing I would not read about usually and I would not get new insights and new information, kind of new ways of thinking about things. So I was just super surprised by the depth of the email. I was surprised by a bunch of things you've done, you know, basically figuring out the NPS score for certain competitors. Just your whole way of thinking was super refreshing and something I would have not have thought of myself and wouldn't have done. And now, like, by the end that I read the email, I go, huh,
You're gonna do this, right?
Yeah. So I'm immediately, like, sending emails, chatting with people on the team. And this is kind of this is the killer stuff where I'm like, oh shit, okay, let's talk about this on the podcast selfishly because I want to learn more about this, but also because I know that if I read something and I read so much content and I've been around the space for such a long time, if I read something and I'm getting my mind blown and thinking I need to change our agenda and kind of the things we're working on in the company, then I know a lot of listeners will feel the same way. So let's start and go through the process maybe step by step for people that want to reread it. There's a place where they're going to be able to go and read through all this stuff in more detail. But maybe guide people through your thinking. Why do you want to learn about your competitors even before you build the version one of your product? Just guide people through that kind of strategic level of thinking, and then we'll go into the tactical stuff on how to do it.
So first of all, thank you for the compliment. I really am flattered if, you know, my partner here in crime on this podcast is actually reading my emails, even though you can hear from me anytime. But more importantly, that it's inspiring you to go talk to your team and do something about it. And that actually excites me, like, more than anything else. So I'm going to step back and talk about my problem. My problem used to be that I would literally think of a competitor in my business and I'd want to run away. I wouldn't want to think about them. I wouldn't want to talk about them. I wouldn't want to go to their website. I wouldn't want to go look at their crap. I just want to go build my own product and my own business. And honestly, like, that worked for a while. That worked maybe from like 2005, a couple years into like online businesses that I was doing, all the way till maybe 2010. And so it's been a while that it worked where I could just ignore them and I wouldn't have to worry so much about them. And then something just clicked and I realized that, like, there are a lot of competitors. There are a lot of alternatives. There are a lot of products and businesses out there that I can learn from to understand the customer better. And so when I realized that, I was like, oh crap, like, I've been missing out on this, like, gold mine of information about the customer and what they think just because I've been ignoring the competition and whatever I consider the competition. Right? From, like, if it's an analytics tool, there's everything from what people did internally in-house when, like, Amazon was a competition because they were using Amazon to analyze their data, all the way to, you know, a competitor we had at Kissmetrics, Mixpanel, or anybody new coming up, like Google, or anybody old, like Google Analytics. And, like, for the longest time, I didn't have this appreciation and a healthy dose of looking at competitors to understand my customers. I always thought looking at competitors meant that you would get, you know, your opinions would change because of what they were building, or you would start building what they built, or, like, ignoring them just helped you be better because then you weren't kind of clouded with what they're doing and getting all involved in it. And then what I realized is, I care about my customer more than anything else, whether I have them already or not, and they're my customer, or they're not my customer yet. And on top of that, I also care about not wasting any time. And so between those two things, I realized that, like, I need to go deeper into understanding the competitors so that I can understand the customers better. And just to, like,